Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the International Mastermind Association Claim of Intention Blog Talk Radio program. We are excited to be with you this morning, and we will be continuing our discussion on Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, the mystery of sex transmutation. We invite everyone to call in and join the conversation at 661-554-9219. And you can also log on through blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. And you can join the conversation and listen live at the same time. So we welcome you. And before we get started, we want to let everyone know who's on the line.
Hello, everybody. How you doing? This is Chad.
And good morning. This is Vaughn, and wishing you a happy holiday season.
So let's get started sharing a little bit of information about the International Mastermind Association.
The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
And we're back. So, guys, before we get started, let's talk about our week. How was your week since the last time we were on the air?
Well, how's everybody doing? This is Chad. Like Vaughn said, I want to wish everybody happy holidays. My week has been pretty busy because of the holidays, getting things ready, preparing myself at work and making sure the kids we're also ready for the break as well. So it's been pretty busy, but at the same time, it's been enjoyable and fulfilling as well, because this, every time around the holiday season, I try to make sure that I spend a lot of time with family and friends and try to make sure I really remember what the holiday season is about. So I actually had a busy week, but a good week at the same time.
Super. Fun?
Well, for me, it's been a long week. Been dealing with some ailments, some little bugs tried to come into my house and get everybody sick, but we're overcoming. Other than that, it's been cool.
Awesome. And we actually have, pardon me, our founder who's also on the line. Would you like to share your week? You are live. This is Ann McNeil. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. And this is Ann McNeil, the master builder, building stronger and better lives. And to share my week this week, I have to share with everybody, it has been one of the best weeks ever. Because a group of us celebrated our 20th year as masterminders.
Wow.
And yes, 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 a group of us came together and thank you. A group of us came together in preparation for our annual meeting, which will be held on January the 11th and 12th this upcoming year. And we celebrated just being together for 20 years. We masterminded the first 10 years every single Saturday, every single month for the first 10 years. And everybody became so busy achieving their goals until the last 10 years we had not gotten together because people were actually living their dreams that they wrote about. And it's amazing that when we first started masterminding, we could not see past 6 years. A year was long, long, long away. 5 years, 10 years, we couldn't even speak about it. But the reality is that now it has been 20 years for some and 30 years for others. And so today I just want to share with the Planned with Intention Mastermind group and all of our, Blog Talk Radio listeners that you must have a dream to have a dream come true. And, you know, our favorite book says write the vision and make it plain. And that includes every single area of your life. And so we want to just ensure that as long as we're living, we have something to live for and something to live by. And it makes it so much easier if it's written. So I just want to thank you all for coming on and sharing with all of us and giving us an opportunity to share. So I am very excited this morning. Thank you.
Well, I'm excited about that, too. 20 years, that's almost as long as I've been living. So, wow. All right.
Yes. Yeah. And you know, we're laughing about this, but when you think about the fact that, you know, most of us are over the age of 20, where will you be 20 years from now? And I know the subject matter of today is sex transmutation, but let's maybe consider talking about transmutation, period. How do we transfer certain energies into a positive energy for our future? Because many lives are looking at our life, whether we realize it or not, positively or negatively, we're affecting a lot of people who are yet unborn. And I was sharing with Dr. Mia Merritt on last evening. We're mastermind buddies, and she was one of the people that got together. And I said, you know, Mia, when you think about God has blessed us, this group of the original women that started the organization that has now turned into the International Mastermind Association, he has blessed us with a gift. And when you think about the fact that, and I asked her the question, I said, how many years did Andrew Carnegie ask Napoleon Hill to take? She said 20. I said, how many years? She said 20. And I asked her again, I said, how many years? She said, Ann, I told you 20. I said, exactly. And how many years did we just celebrate utilizing his principles? And she got silent. Why? Because it went just like that in a flash. So, you know, we think about Think and Grow Rich. We read about Think and Grow Rich. But how much thinking and growing rich are we doing in every area of our lives? So as you can tell, I'm very excited. I want to monopolize the show. But at the same time, I really want to encourage all of us to move this conversation forward and think about every single area of your life. Where will you be? And what will you do when you're 92? Thank you.
Thank you. All right, well, let us continue to jump right in. We're talking about the mystery of sex transmutation. And if you are just joining us, if you're just joining the conversation that the International Mastermind Association through the Planned with Intention Mastermind Group has been having for, what, the last 3 weeks, guys and ladies?
Yeah.
We've been talking about sex transmutation and what exactly it is. And, okay, so for about 2 weeks now, I've wanted to sing the song. Do y'all remember Salt and Pepper song? Oops. Did I just say Salt and Pepper? Am I dating myself 20 years? Do y'all remember that song?
Which one?
Let's talk about sex, baby. Okay,
oh,
so we're
Lord.
Not really talking about sex, but we're talking about the mystery of sex transmutation. And
right.
Just to recap, if you are in fact joining us, Napoleon Hill states in his book that the emotion of sex has back of it the possibility of three constructive potentialities. So we're talking about sex and just exactly what the potentialities or the purposes of sex. The first one is the perpetuation of the human race. The second is the maintenance of sound physical and emotional health. And the third is the transformation of mediocrity into genius through transmutation. So for the sake of our conversation for the past last 3 weeks and for next week, we're really talking about purposes number two and three, the maintenance of sound physical and emotional health and primarily the transformation of mediocrity into genius through transmutation. So when we finished up last week, we were talking about some of the reasons that most people seldom become successful, well, not really successful, but their success, if you will, comes primarily after the age of 40 as opposed to before the age of 40. And some of those reasons that we mentioned were living out of emotion, you know, not having a good grasp of our emotions or not so much having a good grasp, but just not operating and working and living out of those emotions, but rather transmuting the emotions that we feel into a more sound and constructive area of our lives. And some other reasons, guys.
I think that's a perfect thing. What you just said was perfect because what we do is we allow our emotions to take control as people, and this is just what I observed. We allow our emotions to take to be the primary a source of attention instead of using our emotions or being in control of our emotions. We allow our emotions to control us from time to time, and that helps us to lose focus on our vision, our plan, our goals. Not everybody has those things, but when people that claim to be masterminders, all masterminders should have a plan. And if they do, they're not true. If they don't, they're really not masterminding. They're just reading a book.
True.
I agree with what I'm saying.
Yeah, I agree with you because you have to be able to, I mean, not just dive or put it like this. You shouldn't be able to just react to your emotions. You should be able to transmute those feelings and emotions, especially dealing with sex, or when it comes to to have a sexual desire, like the guy was talking about last week, the caller, the reverend, about having that urge to merge. And when it comes to those times, you have to not go with your feelings and your emotions. You have to understand how to positively transmute those feelings at some point in time. I mean, of course, I mean, if you are in a situation where you married or something like that, or you've been with a person for a while or something like that, then it may not be a problem. But to find a way to transmute that energy into something that's going to cause you to be successful before you get into your older years, or before you get into a situation that you don't need to be into, how do we transmute those things? And I believe if we learn how to positively direct that energy and that emotion into the right place, we can begin to do bigger and better things.
Okay. And in addition to that, we were talking about the 10-mind stimuli. That's also in the book on page 192. The 10 mind stimuli to which the mind responds most frequently are the desire for sexual expression, love, a burning desire for fame, power, or financial gain, in one word, money, music, close friendship between either those of the same sex or those of the opposite sex, a mastermind alliance based upon the harmony of two or more people who ally themselves for spiritual or temporal advancement, mutual suffering, such as that experienced by people who are persecuted, autosuggestion, fear, narcotics, and alcohol. So those are the 10 mind stimuli. And just as we were ending last week, we started to talk about, I was about to call it animal magnetism. It's not animal magnetism. It's personal magnetism. The explanation is that the factor of personality known as personal magnetism is nothing more or less than sex energy. Individuals with high sex drive always have a plentiful supply of personal magnetism. Through cultivation and understanding, this vital force may be drawn upon and used to great advantage in relationships with other people. This powerful energy may be communicated to others through the following. And this is where we pretty much stopped last week, and I rubbed my hands together and did the evil laugh internally and said that y'all had to wait until this week. So here we go. Those ways are the handshake and the explanation. The touch of the hand indicates instantly the presence of magnetism or the lack of it. Secondly, the tone of voice. Magnetism or sex energy is the factor with which the voice may be colored or made musical and charming. Three, posture and carriage of the body. People with high sexual energy move briskly and with grace and ease. Four, the vibrations of thought. Highly sexual people, perhaps unconsciously, mix the emotion of sex with their thoughts, or may do so at will, and in that way may influence those around them. And five, finally, body adornment. People with high sex drive are usually very careful about their personal appearance. They usually select clothing of a style becoming to their personality, physique, complexion, etc. So when you meet someone or when you encounter or you even see someone from a distance that has a firm handshake, and anyone who knows my mother, Ann McNeil, the master builder, knows that she is not going to let anyone get away with a wet, loose, nasty, yucky handshake. She has stopped many people and corrected them on their handshake. So anyone who has met her knows this to be true. And also tone of voice, a colorful tone of voice, the way they carry themselves, their thoughts, being able to conduct or construct is a better word, being able to construct their thoughts in such a way that their entire being, their body, their face, their voice, all of that comes into alignment and maybe unconsciously or consciously, as he said, can influence others around them just by their vibrations of thought. And then their body adornment, watching how people dress, how they fix their hair, how they stand, how they accessorize even what they're wearing. You know, everything from scarves and shoes and earrings and bracelets and, oh, that's women. But men too. Men don't wear scarves like women, but men wear jewelry, whatever fits them.
Don't say that, Danielle, because in this day and age, men do wear scarves like women. Sad to say.
It just depends on the part of the country where you live. But oh, in my neighborhood, I'll just say that. Men don't wear scarves like women do. Not in my neighborhood. Not on my side of town. So, do you all have any observances?
Well, I noticed that for the most part, when it does come to women, that's a way that they usually like to transmute. through dressing, you know, in a sexy manner or a way that would attract attention. For the most part, I see that attention not being to engage a guy in a sexual conversation or anything like that, but just so that they can feel a certain way about themselves. And I call it transmutation because really they're taking those that healthy sexual drive or that love that they have for their body and promoting it through you know, some of the clothes and fashions that they wear.
Chad, I like that.
Yeah,
I like that.
You are very spot on
Thanks.
That. Very spot on.
Thanks. You know what else I like? It also took me here. What men consider, and they probably don't look at it the same way, but it is exactly that. The kids use the term swag. When, you know, if you're swagged out, your swag is showing who you are. It's defining who you are, and that, I think that's what you're saying. It could be a sister big bone. It doesn't matter if she has some type of class about herself. You know, she could be the Coca-Cola figure, or she could be Sister Big Bone.
Right.
But if she has some type of get up and go about herself,
yeah,
and her appearance, she
right.
actually transmutes. She transmutes it every day. She lives
right.
it.
Right.
And I want to say this, Danelle. If you take what we're talking about right now, which is the mystery of sex transmutation, and take the word sex out, just take sex all the way out of the equation, the transmutation part, and I know our listeners and even the people that view the posts that are on Facebook or that we post online, they automatically think of a sex of something sexual. And really, once you get down into this chapter, it's not so much about the sex part. It's more about the transmutation of
right.
the energy. Not you can it can be energy. Some people are naturally hyper. They're always moving. They are. If you can transmute that into energy, or use that energy in a way that is going to be beneficial to your life, it's the same principle.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want the listeners or the people that may log on later to think that the topic is so much sexual. The key of it is the transmutation part.
Right.
And that goes to what Anne was saying at the top of the show, where she actually said that. She mentioned not so much thinking about it in terms of sex, but how to transmute that into building legacy, you know, and creating what you will do, or deciding what you will do, or having an idea of what you'll do when you're 92. So that's in support of what she said at the beginning of the show. I wanted to read the next paragraph after the list of items that I just read, but we're going to take a very quick commercial break right here, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
So continuing our reading, Napoleon Hill states at the bottom of page 202, when employing salespeople, so if there are any salespeople, and my mother has said, as she has
also read, we are all salespeople. We are all in the business of selling ourselves and our product, and we are our product. So as I read this, I encourage everyone to consider themselves in this, as we are all salespeople in the business of selling not only our goods and services, whatever your goods and services are, but also selling yourself for relationships, not just intimate relationships, but I use the term loosely, business relationships, friendly, casual, whatever kind of relationships. So employing salespeople, when employing yourself, the more capable sales manager looks for the quality of personal magnetism as the first requirement of a sales representative. Men and women who lack sex energy will never become enthusiastic nor inspire others with enthusiasm. And just to put a pin in it right there, if you're just joining us, the sex energy we're talking about being manifested in one or all, preferably all, of those five ways that we've just read, and to pick up. Never become enthusiastic nor inspire others with enthusiasm. And enthusiasm is one of the most important requisites in salesmanship, no matter what one is selling. The public speaker, orator, preacher, lawyer, or salesperson who is lacking in sex energy is generally a flop when it comes to being able to influence others. Coupled with this, the fact that most people can be influenced only through an appeal to their emotions, and you understand the importance of sexual energy as a part of the person's native ability. Top salespeople attain the status of mystery in selling because they either consciously or unconsciously transmute, which is italicized, the energy of sex into sales enthusiasm. In this statement may be found a very practical suggestion as to the actual meaning of sex transmutation. So that's just some information to support the handshake, the tone of voice, posture and carriage of the body, the vibrations of thought and body adornment as the ways that we communicate our personal magnetism to others. Do you guys have anything to add?
Of course I do.
Of course.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, when it comes to that, I actually was a salesman for a little bit, and I did, just to basically agree with what was written, that I did find myself more so approaching the opposite sex to sell what I had to sell, as far as, because at that time I was selling gym memberships. So me personally, I was at a certain status physically. I looked a certain way. And at the same time, the people that I approached, I was to approach the people that needed fitness. But I found it easier for me to approach the women more so than the men. I think it's because of what Napoleon Hill put in the book, is because that the sexual transmutation part gives me a little bit more confidence. I felt a little bit more confident trying to talk to a lady about getting them to come and start with fitness than I did rather with a man. And I basically use because at first I wasn't really a salesman. I really had to talk to people, and I had a problem. I was a little shy when it came to just approaching strangers and everything like that. So I use my my ability as a man to approach a woman, and transmuted that into what I had to do in order to effectively sell myself, so that I can sell a membership to the particular gym that I was a part of. So I just wanted to say that, you know, give that little story as a spill to kind of agree with what he said, and also to kind of break down that mystery of transmutation right there, because at one in a box I couldn't do it, but when I added when I took the sexual desire and took the sex out of it, I was able to approach people that I needed, or the amount of people that I needed, or the type of people that I needed in order to accomplish the goal.
Thank
cool.
you. Oh, love
now,
story.
Listen, when I read this, what I think about is I think about athletes. If you look at guys like LeBron James, what LeBron James is more so than a basketball player, he's a brand. And the marketing companies, the companies that do these campaigns, they utilize these athletes as brands, just as it states here. You have guys like Muhammad Ali. When Muhammad Ali was a boxer, when he was fighting, not only was he one of the greatest to ever step into a ring, he also made himself so relevant in the world that anything he put his face to would sell. So that's a way that the media manipulates society by using those athletes as brands. It doesn't matter that LeBron James is selling cars or on a the spokesperson for a car dealership. It has nothing to do with basketball, but because he is now a brand, the cars will be sold. The advertisement will work. You dig? If it makes sense, somebody say amen.
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 Well, I guess it don't make sense. Nah. But, yeah, that's what it's saying. It's like that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing how not only if a company that is advertising or has an advertising bid for another big company utilizes someone else's image to be a brand, we need to do the same within ourselves. We need to brand ourselves. We need to make – there's no product that's a tangible, something that you can put your hands on, but we have to become that.
Yeah.
On page 203, the second paragraph, reads, the entire subject of sex is one about which the majority of people appear to be unpardonably ignorant. The sexual urge has been grossly misunderstood, slandered, and burlesqued by the ignorant and the evil-minded for so long that the very word sex has taken on lascivious and often sordid connotations. Men and women who are known to be blessed, yes, blessed, with high sex drives are frequently looked upon with suspicion and even contempt. Instead of being considered normal, healthy, and blessed, they're often considered abnormal, flawed, and even base. Millions of people, next paragraph, even in this age of enlightenment, have inferiority complexes which they developed because of this false belief that a high sex drive is a curse. Yet, statements about the virtue of sexual energy should not be construed as a justification for the libertine. The emotion of sex is a virtue only when used intelligently and with discrimination. It may be misused, and often is, to such an extent that it debases instead of enriches both body and mind. The better use of this power is the purpose of the explanations of this chapter. I'd like to ask Mrs. McNeil if she would like to make comment about this or anything that we've already talked about for the show, for the chapter.
Yes, Danelle, I had my mute on as Vaughn was giving his explanation and his description of the branding, and I was jumping up and down, although I'm sitting in my car driving, because I was so excited and he could not hear my applause. So I just want to publicly thank him for his growth and his brand, because it is the realization of the power that we must have before we can use it. And so the marketing that the marketing companies do representing their clients is strictly business. It's not personal. And so to take that and transmute it into the marketing that we must do, like Chad talked about what he did, it's not personal. It's strictly business. It's strictly business.
That's not what
she's
saying.
Danelle, I'm not sure. Could you hear me?
Yes,
hello?
I can hear you fine. You're on.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if you could hear me because I thought I just heard the muted sound from Blog Talk. But anyway, I just wanted to just kind of ditto what everybody else is saying, and I really, really, really want to thank you for just changing the format a little bit and reading, the paragraph, which gives us the truth about what he's saying, and then allowing us to share in that particular truth at that moment and then share a story, because we have many people who are listening in. They don't know, and they've never read Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, and they're not familiar with what he has to say, where there's some people, and they've come to me during the weekend, and they're actually able to follow, utilizing whatever version of the book that they have. So thank you so very much for doing that, and those are the only comments I have. Thank you.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. Thank you for that. Vaughn, you are live. I saw that we lost you for a minute there, but you are back live.
Thank you, thank you.
Was there something that you wanted to ask?
No, I didn't. I only caught a piece of what Ms. Ann was saying. But listen, let's keep the show moving right along. That's what's up.
Well, in the beginning, she was praising your growth. She was praising your growth in the comments that you made, and she said she was basically jumping up and down in her seat while driving. She's just talented like that.
That's awesome. That's awesome, because I've been driving and wanted to jump up and down too, but I decided that wouldn't have been a good choice.
But you're tall. You're tall, so you don't have that much jump.
Yeah,
you're
tall.
So leave that to us vertically challenged people. All right, so moving along on page 204 at the very top of the chapter, continuing to read. And we are reading from Chapter 10 of Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, the original version, restored and revised. Let's see. Okay, let's continue. Now let's take a commercial break. We'll be right back.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version, restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
And we have returned. You are listening to the International Mastermind Association Planned with Intention Mastermind Group. With you this morning is me, Danelle McNeil, Vaughn Young, Chad Jackson, and Ann McNeil, and we have Mrs. Rose Young in the back room. So, again, we invite you all to join us by telephone by calling 661-554-9219. And if you'd like to make a comment or ask a question or give us your shout-out and kudos, you can press 1 to let us know that you do want to be live. And then when you're finished, just press 1 again. And moving along on page 204, intemperance in sex habits is just as detrimental as intemperance in habits of drinking and eating. In the age we live in, sexual intemperance is common. This orgy of indulgence may help account for the relative shortage of great leaders today. That's powerful. No individual can avail himself or herself of the forces of creative imagination while dissipating them. Human beings are the only creatures on earth which violate nature's purpose in this connection.
every other animal indulges in sexual nature in moderation and with purpose, which harmonizes with the laws of nature. Every other animal responds to the call of sex only in season. Human beings are inclined to declare open season. I'm so sorry, but I thought that was funny. Open season on sex, that's human. Every intelligent person knows that stimulation is in excess through alcoholic drink and narcotics is a form of intemperance which destroys the vital organs of the body, including the brain. Not every person knows, however, that overindulgence in sexual expression may become a habit as destructive and as detrimental to creative effort as narcotics or liquor. What do you all have to say about that? I think that's interesting and very true.
Yeah, I think so too. Based upon what he said, impertinence and temperament, and I think that's kind of like a like what we talked about, on Sunday morning in church, is basically like moderation, or stepping back, or not involving in the way that you should be involved in. And I think that holds to like almost every area of life. You can't overindulge yourself. You have to learn moderation, not become addicted or abuse whatever the area of life is. It could be drink. It could be narcotics. It could be sex. It can't. Everything could be over abused, and the key is not to over abuse it.
Go ahead, Vaughn.
No, what I was going to say, fried chicken is good, but too much of it is detrimental. You hear me?
Yes, it is.
And Lord knows fried chicken is good.
A sex-obsessed individual is not essentially different from a drug addict. Both have lost control over their faculties of reason and willpower. Sexual overindulgence may not only destroy willpower, may not only destroy reason and willpower, but it may also lead to either temporary or permanent mental dysfunction. Many cases of hypochondria, imaginary illness, grow out of habits developed in ignorance of the true function of sex. Anne, would you like to make any comment on those three paragraphs of intemperance and overindulgence and the comparison between sex and other addictions?
I heard a story yesterday, which is really actually true, and the person would go nameless, but there was a young man that lost his life. He was 32. And a friend of ours went on Facebook and asked people to stop sharing his obituary from his funeral. And the more the question was asked to stop sharing the obituary, the more people shared the obituary. Now I'm telling the story, which means you don't, you know, you get more of what you don't want than what you do want, based upon how much you talk about what you don't want. But the point of the story is this: the young man was 32 and fathered 20 children, and gave them all except for three his first name.
Whoa.
Exactly.
You said how many?
And so 20, and he was only 32. And so when you shared that from the book, the first thing came to my mind was, when you read the part about being detrimental to his health, is that none of us could figure out how he died, but we all could speculate how we thought he died. So, you know, I'll just leave that to your imagination, but it could be hazardous to your health.
Wow.
Now, the men, I can see their minds going like wildfire. The brother wasn't that bad. Obviously, he's not here anymore, so we don't know what happened.
Ms. Ann, I understand totally why that story shouldn't be told. I understand totally why that story shouldn't be told. You shouldn't glorify, and I know this is off topic a little bit, but we shouldn't glorify, even if we're not glorifying, so to speak, but because of the nature of the situation, that is glorification all in there. Just leave that alone.
Well, okay, moving right along, you can continue the reading, but that's...
I promise that's what I'm trying to do. I'm about to move right along. But what I do want to say is I want to, and it just would not be us if we didn't go off topic at least just a little bit, but I do want to mention the comment that you made, Anne, at the very beginning, when you talked about, you know, getting more of what we don't want by promoting what we don't want as opposed to getting what we want by promoting what we want. And so since that was mentioned, I'm just going to talk about that a little bit, and then we'll move right along and just encourage our listeners and even ourselves, myself included, that another way that could have been handled was for the person to, instead of directing people or attempting to direct people to stop what they were doing, for maybe him to direct them by leading. So by him, you know, instead of saying, stop talking about his obituary, stop posting the obituary, stop talking about what's in the obituary, but instead to say, you know, well, I've known him for this long, and this is what I remember of him. You know, hey, does anybody else remember that time that we went down to the lake and da 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 da? And just changing the request by just changing the behavior by changing the request. So I thought that was, I'm glad you mentioned that and thought that to be something worth mentioning. We actually have a caller, and I only have all ones across the board. So there's a caller with your hand up, and maybe you're calling from a computer. Anyway, Vaughn, continue the conversation. I'll look at this, please. And we've lost Vaughn. So, Ann, can you continue the conversation, you and Chad, please?
You haven't lost me. I'm here.
Oh,
I haven't lost me. This is a very interesting, and I'm going back into the book a little. The more we dig into this book, the more I see. Not so much the sex part of it. I see the transmutation. I'm actually wow. This is distorted. I'm actually seeing more ways to channel my own energy into what I want out of life. Even how to transmute getting in shape.
Yeah.
Vaughn, this is Ann. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes.
Can you share with us a little bit about how you would transmute that energy into getting into shape? Because I think all of us could really benefit from your lessons learned or your insight about getting into shape and taking that energy and turning it into getting into shape.
Well, since we started this chapter, and I think like two or three of us have pointed towards working out and going to the gym in our conversation, I realized that I do have a lot of energy that I could be transmuting into something else. Well, what I decided to do was start walking every morning. I'm a morning person, and right now I don't have the time to actually go to a gym, but I do have a pair of tennis shoes. And there's a lot of pavement out there. And I decided to utilize my morning, not listening to like my e-books.
Mm-hmm.
And while I'm listening to my e-books, I'll just walk for a mile or two and turn back around and come home. By that time, I've killed two birds with one stone. I've gotten my my morning exercise in, and I fed my brain, fed my mindset, my direction.
Okay, can you kill three? Can you, Vaughn, can you kill three?
What's the third one?
The third one is you could take one of your children with you and spend some quality time with them walking. You don't have to talk. You can just walk.
Oh, that's a little tough. Because usually my children are on their way out the door to school by the time I get up at 6, they're going to school at 6.
Well, okay, well, you can walk with your wife. Walk with your wife.
Exactly. I was just going to say, but with that being said, I can walk with my wife. We can do that. And that's utilizing the energy. Like like I told you, Ms. Ann, I'm a morning person. So if you call me at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, my day is already started. And I think better in the morning than I do in the afternoon. I don't know why, but that's what it is.
Yeah, I think most of us do, but also I wanted to share with our listening audience that as a masterminder, and you heard it during the commercial, but we mastermind in 10 different areas of our life. And so as we write the plans for those different areas, and then we look at whatever goals or strategy we're going to employ to, you know, to achieve those goals, this is very exciting, and anybody can do this. When you talk about exercising, when you talk about listening to your iPod or your ebook, and you talk about walking with your family all at the same time, and you know you may be able to do it 2 or 3 times a week, but it's just another opportunity to share as you grow a better quality of life.
Yeah.
All right, you all sound like you missed me. Let's go on to our commercial break. It talks about the International Mastermind Association Annual Meeting of the Minds, January 11th and 12th. We hope to see and hear from a lot of you that we know you are listening. People come in from out of town all of the time. So let's get that moving.
Start your year with full accountability and balance. Join the International Mastermind Association Friday and Saturday, January 11th and 12th, 2013, for the International Mastermind Association Annual Retreat in beautiful Boca Raton, Florida. The International Mastermind Association Annual Retreat is a day and a half of accountability, creating, sharing, and celebrating goals and accomplishments with like-minded individuals that are living their lives on purpose. You don't want to miss it. For registration and more information on this life-enlightening event, please visit our website at internationalmasterminders.com.
And we're back, so we have 6 minutes left in the show. Does anyone have any closing remarks as we bring the show to a close?
Real quick. I know you guys just got through talking about working out and stuff and transmuting positive energy to try to get your bodies in shape and stuff like that. Just like I was saying about the thing about working at the gym, I also did some personal training after that. And a lot of my clients happen to be women as well, like to get swimsuit ready for the summer. They like to be ready to wear a swimsuit around summertime. So usually in the beginning of the year, especially with resolutions coming up, people usually make resolutions to work out and stuff like that. And I feel that the type of energy that they put towards that, and even the goal to be in a two-piece or be in a swimsuit, even those goals, I think, is a form of transmutation as well.
Okay,
whoever is washing the dishes, please mute your phone.
We actually have a caller on the line, a lady who would like to make comment about the show and the book. Caller,
cool.
You're live.
Cool.
Hi, good morning, everybody. My name is Angie, and I've been listening to you guys since this morning. And I'm on my computer, and I see that you guys are talking about how to transmute all of these emotions into driving forces of achieving your goals. And I'm just so motivated by this here radio station, and I'm going to go ahead and get the book. And I want to let you all know that you all are doing an awesome job.
Well, thank you
so very much. We appreciate you calling.
You're welcome. And I'm so empowered this morning. And I am so glad that I ran into this site because this is awesome.
All right.
Thank you very much. We appreciate you calling and saying so. Okay, thank you.
Now, can I say something? Can I add something?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. Guess what you just inspired me to do. I want to get a Beast Body, too.
You what?
A Beach Body.
A Beach Body?
Yeah. I want to walk on the beach with my shirt off. I haven't done that in years.
Oh, my goodness.
You just inspired me. Not only women, dudes do, too. Guys,
yeah, they do. It's just that the dudes don't, they never get the personal trainer. I never hear that. Yeah, I definitely.
You know what else they don't do? They don't walk around in a two-piece season.
Okay.
Before we go, let me say I am very glad that we were able to be on the air, you know, right before the Saturday before Christmas, and I'm hoping and praying that everybody has a blessed Christmas and a happy New Year. It's been great, and I think that we need to take this energy into not into the next year, from this day forth into the rest of our lives. You know, we need to take this energy and the things that we're learning. This book isn't a get rich. This program isn't a get rich quick program. We're actually trying to enrich our lives in 10 different areas. We're trying to enrich our lives. It's not just about finances. It's about other areas in your lives, too. So if you're listening, listen, man, take advantage of it.
Right.
People actually, Danelle, and I know you can attest to this, people actually charge for seminars dealing with stuff like this. This is being offered to the world for free. All you have to do is log on and be sincere about where you want to go in your life. You can get there.
True.
You are absolutely right. And so I want to remind everyone that it is still a journey. You know, we read this book. We read the words. We eat them. We internalize them. We drink them. We pray on them. We discuss them. We write them and we rewrite them. And it's still a journey. So... I would most definitely not want anyone to think that as you listen to us talk about these principles and read these pages that we are masters of Think and Grow Rich. It's a process. It is a lifelong process. The founder of the organization has just mentioned that she has been at this, although she's been at it longer, she's been at it with others collectively for 20 years, just as long as Napoleon Hill committed to Andrew Carnegie, and it's a process. So we're not going to get it right the first time or the second time. It may take 20 years, but the point is continuing. And so we'll continue as long as you continue with us. And we thank you all for joining us on this show. We look forward to hearing from you and talking to you next week. Have a transmuted, wonderful week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.